And when you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back so you can cut it again the same year, you call that a
second cutting.
What do you call the grass that's, the dry grass that's left over on the field?
Stubble.
And do you want to break, how would you break up the ground for planting? You'd use it.
You mean back then?
Uh-huh.
Well, you take this team, very few people would pull a turning plow with one mule because it just overloading had been done. And then this type of soil, and some of the sandy dirt, the soil was easier to, loamy soil was easier to plow than the different land, buckshot, we call it, black land, gumbo.
Was that good soil, gumbo and buckshot?
With drainage, yeah.
What about loam?
Loam is your choice. That's the river deposit here years ago. But you take these two mules and just start plowing, and just some people plowed, say, this field like that, or however it might be shaped, and just go round and round and round and round, 6 to 8 inch width, and plow at different depths, basically 4 or 5 inches.
What do they call the trench store that they?
The fur, yeah. They call that one fur, two furs, three furs, and just each trip was a fur, you know, that's what we called it.
What did you call the horse that walked in the fur? Did you have a special name for the one on the left and the one on the right?
I can't remember whether they had a special name. Maybe they did, of course. To get him to turn to the right or the left, you'd one of them in a team where, like, you was logging, you'd call the wheel horse, and they all wheel. The one, I can't remember, the one that, I believe the one on the left was the wheel horse. Seemed like most people rode the one on the left, like you'd have six or eight pairs of them pulling a log way. And he sat on the one on the left, if I'm not mistaken, and they used to log up there.
Mm-hmm. And the other one was the
off-wheeler.
What were the ones right in front of them? Did they have names?
If it was only two teams, that was the lead team.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really remember what they called it if you had three pair.
Did you do any logging?
No, ma'am.
You just saw them working?
They had two, three. One of the biggest sawmills in East Carroll Parish used to be up there at one time, named Powell, a fellow named Powell. And I was a kid, and actually that was much excitement then, you know, go to the sawmill and watch them oxen and move those massive trees. You don't see any like that anymore. Some of them 6 foot fruit in diameter. Mm-hmm. Now they 2 foot's a big tree now.
What did they have? What other kinds of plows did they have?
Well, they had a middle buster, and that was looked like two turning plows put together. That was, you could row up land with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as a rule, you had three or four mules pulling it. Then they had side harrows, double shovels, single stock sweeps. Some people call the side harrow a gee-whiz, and then the fellow that really set the world on fire invented the walking cultivator with a plow both sides of one row and with two mules and a tongue.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I worked 5 cents a day when I was going to school in the fall, plowing with the walking cultivator. Then